AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. On the final day of his trip to Asia, President Trump says he's made deals with China after meeting with Xi Jinping.
But overall, I guess on the scale from 0 to 10, with 10 being the best, I would say the meeting was a 12.
The president told reporters aboard Air Force One the U.S. will lower tariffs implemented earlier this year as punishment on China for its selling of chemicals used to make fentanyl. Beijing has agreed to allow the export of rare earth elements and start buying American soybeans. The president says overall, the trip has been a success.
Trillions of dollars, where Toyota is going to build plants, $10 billion worth of plants. And, you know, I could go over so many different companies coming in. They're pouring money into the United States.
The president said he would sign a trade deal with China pretty soon. On social media, President Trump is suggesting the U.S. will restart its testing of nuclear weapons. The AP's John Gambrell says it could end decades of U.S. policy.
America last tested a nuclear bomb back in 1992, and it stopped in part because of the nuclear weapons testing ban that went worldwide, and it saw basically every nuclear power stop its testing. Now, in the time since that ban went into place, we have seen nuclear tests by North Korea, India, and Pakistan.
A federal judge in Boston will consider a motion that would require the Trump administration to continue funding the SNAP food aid program despite the government shutdown. Authorities have tightened the dragnet around the Louvre, arresting five more people in connection with the recent crown jewel heist. People across the Northern Caribbean are digging out from the destruction caused by Hurricane Melissa. Authorities say they found at least four bodies in southwest Jamaica. A Senate hearing for President Trump's Surgeon General pick, Dr. Casey Means, has been postponed. The reason? Means went into labor. She's pregnant with her first child. This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks mostly fell in morning trading on Wall Street Thursday. The S&P 500 shed 0.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1%. Stocks also fell in Europe following a mixed finish in Asia. Wall Street is monitoring the latest trade war updates. The U.S. is trimming tariffs on China following a meeting between leaders of both nations. But major tensions remain. Tech stocks were the biggest drag on the broader market. Facebook parent Meta Platforms and Microsoft fell. In the bond market, Treasury yields edged higher. Damian Troisi, New York.
A new AP Nork Center poll shows only 12% of adults favor the current system of daylight saving time, which has people in most states changing the clocks twice a year. 47% are opposed, 40% are neutral. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.